Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show of the Midlands here on 103.5 FM and 560 AM WVOC. Well, we just chatted with Trey Powell from Mosquito Joe. Coming up, Larry Harris from Classic Systems will join us. But in segment number two, we welcome back on the phone, as we continue to social distance here on the show, Michael Nicholson, the co-owner of the Moving Squad. Michael, good morning, sir.
Good morning, good moving.
Well, there you go. And how is moving these days? Is it good, I hope?
Yes, sir. We're staying busy. You know, schedules are already halfway through July, so.
Wow. I guess things are, but I saw there was a report. We talked about this on the show on Columbia's Morning News last week. The data is out in South Carolina, and I'm trying to remember the numbers off the top of my head. But statewide, they're telling us that home sales and existing inventory is down like more than 20%. It's not as bad in places like Columbia and Greenville and Charleston, but we have seen at least a downturn in the real estate industry. Hopefully that's starting to turn the other way a little bit, but just based on this prior data we've got, one of the issues, again, not just the sales are down, but the inventory is down as well. So this is creating a bit of a problem for people who sell a home, because it sounds like they're moving pretty quickly, right?
I can certainly say, you know, when I've gone and done estimates, I hear from the majority of homeowners their homes are selling, in 24 to 48 hours, and they're having multiple offers. Mm-hmm. There's some bidding wars, going on. So you certainly, when you have your house listed, you do need to already have your plan in place as far as what you're going to do next.
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword. It's great when you can sell your home that quick, but if you're not have one in mind or have already closed on one, I guess the other part of that equation there is they're a little scarce. They're a little hard to find, and they are going quickly, right, when you start looking. So you find yourself in that situation. Now, what are your options, man?
What I've had to do for a number of customers here lately is to move 2/3 of their items into a storage facility and the other 1/3 into an apartment while they, do temporary housing while they look for something, or a number of people have told me they're going to build.
Oh, okay. Now you're talking about quite some time in a storage facility, I guess, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, you're looking, depending on which company you use, anywhere from, 6 months to a year and a half.
Oh, okay. Well, since you bring this up about storage facilities, we probably should talk about choosing the right storage facility. I mean, they're not all created equal, right?
That is 100% correct. I do think a lot of people, have kind of generically lost the thought process as far as interviewing people we're going to do business with, interviewing the companies. You're putting all or more than half of your worldly possessions, in someone else's hands, being a moving company or a storage facility. Lowest price does not mean that they're going to, your stuff's going to be taken care of. But with a storage facility, you always want to make sure, is the area clean? Does the general manager care about his property? Are they propping doors? Are they, allowing their gates to be propped open? Do they care who's on their facility? And of course, are the cameras working? And then for personal choices there, as far as for your homeowner's insurance or renter's insurance, is it still staying in place to protect your items? Then as far as climate control, you certainly want to make sure, you have a moisture meter inside of your unit. Because if you come back 6 months later and everything that's leather or fabric has mold on it, you need to have something that you can use so that you can be made whole again.
Sure. Yeah. And we have seen an explosion in storage facilities over the last decade or so. I mean, in all parts of town, it's like they're popping up on every corner.
Yes, sir, they are.
But there's still some of those that have been out there for decades. And generally speaking, it's a big difference between the ones you may have seen there for the last 30 years or so and the ones you're seeing built these days, price-wise and, again, how well they can take care of your stuff.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I will say, you know, the huge key is moisture. You know, when you're talking about your nicer furniture, you know, with your tongue and grooves, with your glue, if moisture gets in there, it's just a matter of time for it to start swelling those joints. And, you know, your beautiful piece of furniture is gone.
How long can it take? I mean, just having it in the wrong facility that doesn't control the humidity and moisture, 3 months, and you may have lost that piece of furniture. Wow.
Yes, sir. I mean, and you know, once the water gets in there and that joint swells, I mean, you can't fix it. You have to cut it out. You have to find somebody that's good enough that they can cut that infected piece out and then replace it. And you know, I've seen a few guys that can make that spot disappear, but there's very few of those, you know, people in town that have the ability to do that. Usually the piece is lost.
Is it fair to say, Michael, that storing your furniture, your goods, your worldly possessions at a facility that has in other words, the door to your warehouse is inside as opposed to a door that is exposed to the outside? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. There's a huge difference. You know, just in heat transfer, you know, during our warmer months, to just the, you know, changes in climate. I mean, this past week where we had heat, then we had rain, then we had, you know, overcast days. You know, I think a lot of people forget of, you know, just what the weather does and that humidity. All it takes is a slight crack. And, you know, when I use climate control units, I don't use the one near the doors. You know, I'm always at the back of the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's less foot traffic in front of your unit, number one.
Yeah.
But two, that gives you protection from the moisture, you know, coming through the door. And that allows the facilities units to, you know, take care of, you know, keeping your items at the appropriate temperature.
Right.
And moisture reading.
Makes perfect sense. All right. So give us a checklist now for folks who are considering or may already have a storage facility. Maybe they're thinking, maybe I don't have the right one here. So as you ask the questions of a particular facility, what are the questions you need to be asking? What are the things you need to be paying attention to specifically?
The first one I always go to is security. You know, do their cameras work? Are they recording? Do they hold on to the recordings for 30 days or 60 days or, you know, what time frame is involved? Next is then, you know, building maintenance. And you can kind of just walk through a facility and be able to tell real quick, you know, are they taking care of everything? And then lastly, to go back to the security, are they propping gates? Are they allowing doors to be propped? You know, I know there's facilities that I will deliver to around town. Some don't care what my guys do when we're on their property, and other ones are standing there right beside us saying, don't prop that door, enter that code every time.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And so I'm certainly happy to pass those good names along if anybody wants to give a call.
Okay, so you've got some of your preferred folks you work with at the movie squad.
Well, yes, sir. I mean, if I'm gonna put my name on anyone, I'm gonna know that they've got a good track record for, you know, a good period of time, mm-hmm. not just somebody that does it right for a day or two.
Well, let's talk about the insurance ramifications when you put something in storage. Talk about that.
Depending on the facility, some have some insurance that comes along with it, but to be honest, it's pretty generic. You want to make sure to read the fine print. They'll say, oh, you've got $2,000 or $5,000 in coverage, or, you know, buy some additional insurance coverage. But I will say most homeowners insurances will still extend out and cover.
Okay.
You know, as far as just taking care of your items, you know, and just making sure that you're whole, because leather is one of the biggest things when you get into the moisture area. You know, you'll put a beautiful leather couch in there and then it'll come out just mold spots all over the place.
Yeah, sure.
You know, and the same with your clothing. As far as just packing it right.
Are there some things that you should never put in storage?
If you can keep your electronics out of storage, it's always best. And then artwork, you know, your fine artwork. Now, your everyday artwork, not that big a deal. But your fine artwork, you definitely have to be on top of what facility you're choosing if you are going to put that in storage. It's best if you can, you know, a family member or a friend that's, you know, got a interior closet to their home, if you can get it in there versus putting it in a storage facility.
That makes sense. We talked about choosing the right storage facility. Let's switch gears here, Michael, and let's talk about the perils of choosing a mover on social media.
Okay.
Where to begin, huh?
You know, I will say social media has certainly been, you know, a good friend to the moving squad over the years. But, you know, I'll see posts to where, let's say there's, you know, 10 different people mentioned, and I'll go and look at the post, and only three of us are actually legal movers. The rest of them are just, you know, somebody in a pickup or somebody in a U-Haul. And, you know, the ORS, which is our, I guess, policing arm that oversees the moving industry, you know, about half the time I'll forward those posts over to them, or, you know, just make a comment on the feed to say, you know, look, just make sure whoever you're using as a licensed mover, you know, here's my license number. Who else on this feed can put their license number up? Mm-hmm. And then you'll certainly, usually within the next two to three hours, you'll see some posts get deleted off of there real quick.
So is it, to be clear here, is it against the law for, say, me to say, hey, I'm going to go out and rent a rental truck and I'll come move you? I mean, is that strictly a violation of state law? Or is it just not a good
idea?
It is
against the law to market yourself as a mover for hire. And so what people will do is they'll, you know, make the sly comment, hey, I can come and help you, not that you can hire me. And so, you know, the policing arm will have to wait until that person set, you know, offers service for money.
Okay.
And then, so that's kind of the thing. But I mean, I will certainly say, you know, as far as the policing arm, they will always reach out. You know, they're not just looking to ticket people. And they've told me this before. They want to make sure that somebody understands that they are violating the law. But once they've told them, you know, and then you do it a second time, that's when they come and start putting tickets on you.
And this is not to be confused, Michael, with, you know, the old stereotypical, hey, you know, I got some of my college buddies come over and we'll get a keg and they'll help me move. That's not the same thing.
No, sir, it's not. I mean, in that situation, you're not hiring your buddies to come and help you. You know, there's not, you know, a transfer, you know, of money for time. You know, there's, you know, hey, come over and help me. I've got, you know, a couple six packs and some pizzas or something, you know.
Right.
That's not paying somebody to come and perform moving services for you. And that's really the kind of line right there. But, you know, anytime that I say I can provide a truck and labor for this price, that is when you're marketing yourself as a moving company.
Okay, got you. And it's important because it protects the consumer.
Yes. Yes, most definitely. You know, when you're talking about your insurances in place, as far as protecting your items, as far as knowing that your item's going to be whole, you know, I hear stories to where, you know, somebody that's not licensed will come and move somebody out of their home and damage a wall. You know, damage one of the bulkheads in the home that they're leaving. And then, you know, they have their buyer doing the walkthrough the next day and they've got a hole in the wall, and the buyer says, okay, well, I'm not going to buy this home with this hole in the wall. You need to fix it right now.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Well, I guess when you stop and think about it, Michael, yeah, I know low price is always attractive, but if you're hiring somebody who is not a licensed mover, if for no other reason, you're taking all of your earthly possessions and turning it over to them, you may not ever see that stuff again.
I will say YouTube moving day disasters will certainly show that happens often, and it happens frequently throughout the United States. You know, there are people out there that are dishonest, and you certainly have to protect yourself. If something is too good to be true, there's a reason why it's too good to be true. You know, I had somebody hit me on Messenger the other day that said they won the lottery and they wanted to give $400,000 out, just wanted me to give my bank information to them so that they could send it to me. And I was like, no, that's That's not a good example. That's not a good example to place.
It really is the same sort of thing. I mean, if that's not a licensed mover and you can check them out and verify it, you have no idea who this person is. No clue at all. All right. Well, as always, great information, Mr. Nicholson. We appreciate it. Now, if you want a legitimate, reputable mover, my suggestion is use the folks that I've used for moves, and that's the Moving Squad. How can folks reach you guys?
The best way to get us is our 803-915-SQUAD. That's 915-7782. Of course, website, Moving Squad SC for South Carolina. And as always, our ORS PSC is 9589.
Always ask for that number when you talk to a mover. All right, Michael, thanks much, my friend. Have a good weekend. Don't take a little time for yourself this weekend, man. You guys are busy. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Yes, sir. That'll come in October.
Okay. You wait till then to take a break. All right, brother. Appreciate it,
sir.
Man. Take care.
Thank you.